Well, we agreed that Mommy could play with her boy anytime. As far as I know, sleep play isn't off the cards. So Mommy woke up and noticed very hard and throbbing cock right next to her hand. So I couldn't resist. Couldn't resist having a feel of my cock. And made me so wet. Because, of course, Mommy's such a slut. So horny all the time, and seeing that cock is enough to make me very, very wet. Now, you kind of spoiled the surprise, so maybe you're a bad boy, because the surprise I had to use that very hard cock of yours to bring myself to orgasm, and then you could wake up hearing how much pleasure you can give Mommy just with your cock. I may not do that now then. Oh, because you've been a bad boy. Need to punish you somehow. And what better way to punish you than to not fuck you at all? Oh, my poor boy. My poor boy, giving me those eyes. You know, Mummy doesn't buy that. I don't bargain. I command. So if I wanted to fuck you, I would. But there's something I really enjoy more. And I know that's hard to believe, because Mommy really loves to be filled and bred by her good slut of a boy. But I enjoy more commanding you to get off, to stroke your cock until you come all over yourself. And I can lie beside you. And I can get my own release by watching you. I really, really enjoy that. Oh, you filthy boy. I love cheeky grins you give me when I come up with a really filthy idea. Come here. I know you've just woken up. I know you're very sleepy, but that cock of yours is not sleepy at all. No. Look at it. It's so hard. So hard at the thought So, what I want you to do is I want you to grab it with your right hand. And I want your left hand to cup your balls. Very good boy. Now, look down. Mommy was sleeping naked last night. So, mommy's pussy is so easy for her to access. All I have to do is put my hand down here and I can rub it until I come. Now, I want you to stroke just the head of your cock. Very slowly. Yes, very slowly. Don't question me. I know you love to be spanked, but you won't love it if I have to punish you. What do you say? Yes. Sorry, mummy. I hope you'll learn. You do not question mummy when she commands you what to do with your cock. Now, very slowly rub the head of your cock. It's going to be sensitive. It's going to go against every ache you have to come, to go faster and faster and come. But right now, I don't want that. I want to have my fun first. Yes, mommy is rubbing her pussy. Of course I am. I love nothing more than watching you stroke your cock. Now, with that left hand, can you feel that? Feel how your balls are. You've been waiting, haven't you? Because mummy has not fucked you in a couple of days. Mummy's been letting you build up and build up. You've been waiting to get some release, haven't you? I've been doing it deliberately. I love nothing more. And to give you some release after 2 long days of not even touching yourself. And my God, I've been torturing you. You get to see mummy walking around in very skimpy lingerie. He's been coming up for attention many times over the past 2 days. But on mummy's command, you've not been touching yourself. And mummy, as much as I have craved it, has not fucked you or tasted you. And up until this morning, I hadn't even touched you. This morning, I could see how hard you were. Oh, and I couldn't resist. I had to just touch it. Now, give the rest of your cock attention. That's it. Up and down the shaft. Good boy. Now you can go a little faster. Your hands off your balls. I want you to rub your nipples. feels for me. Imagine that they were my tongue from last week. Remember? Of course you do. You had so many orgasms that night. I was surprised. But you kept coming again and again and again. I loved cuffing you. And you loved being cuffed. You're such a kinky boy. I love nothing more than to tie you and torture you. I could never hurt you truly, but edging you so hard. Those eyes you gave me. The pleading you made. Just to come in my pussy, just to come in my mouth or my tits. You're so eager, so very eager. Oh, that's why I love you. That's why I love you as mommy's precious, horny, kinky little boy, ready to follow my every command. Right, I want you to speed up faster. Imagine your fucking mummy, her big tits bouncing up and down in front of you, her face full of pleasure like mine is now. Yeah, mummy's close. Mummy's very close. Now I'm gonna count down and I want you to come for me so hard, okay? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Stop. Hand away. Oh, baby. Enough of those whimpers. I know you are close to coming. But remember, you don't get to come straight away. No, you have to do some very, very good things for that. No, you get at least one edge. Now, before you can come, I'm going to get off first. Hand back in your cock, and I want you to slowly stroke, but no, you're not allowed to come yet, okay? Mummy is going to continue rubbing her pussy, her fingers on her clit, and while you were stroking the head of your cock, Mummy stuck a couple of fingers in. But they don't compare to you. They don't compare to that thick cock of yours that mummy craves every night. That mummy can't get enough of. That mummy needs to fill her every night. And you love it. You're happy to fulfill mummy's fantasies. You're ready to follow mummy's commands. Mummy's kinks. You're ready to be my good. Oh, my good little boy. No, going by your cock, I should really stop calling you little boy. But it's more fun. Far more fun this way. Calling you my little boy and indulging in your cock. Indulging in that frustration you have when I don't let you come. I'm close. No, you may not touch my pussy. No, you can have fun with me later. This is all mine. Mummy coming just at the sight of you, just at the sight of that cock of yours. Yeah. It's throbbing even more. Right now, stroke for me. Imagine that you're bringing mommy to orgasm again and again. That you're filling up mommy's pussy good. You know you want to. I suppose you've been very obedient. I'll let you come now. Ready? 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Come now. Stroke faster, baby. Stroke. Oh, look at that. You could feel it. You could feel how full your balls were. Look at all that cum. Such a filthy boy. Such a filthy, filthy boy. It's went all over yourself, all over your stomach. Oh no, what's a dirty boy gonna do? No, no, you're not going to clean yourself up, at least not right now. Mummy's gonna go for a shower. When she comes back, she wants you to still be lying here. It's only when I say so that you can go for a shower and wash this off. Until then, I want you to lie in the mess that you made. And remember what a filthy, dirty little boy you are.